With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney. Governor Steve Bullock says Montana will not adhere to a recent change in guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that would stop testing for asymptomatic people even if they were in close contact with a confirmed case. Shaylee Rager reports.
Bullock said during a Thursday press conference that the change in guidance doesn't make sense.
We can prevent large outbreaks by continuing to test asymptomatic contacts and finding cases earlier.
According to the Associated Press, governors in a handful of other states have also said they will not follow the new controversial coronavirus testing guidelines from the CDC. Bullock said the state will begin putting on asymptomatic testing events again after such events were suspended due to a backlog at the lab that was running specimens. He said there will be an asymptomatic testing event in Fort Peck next week. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
The Associated Press reports the CDC director has tried to clarify the recommendation, saying that, quote, testing may be considered for all close contacts of confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients, unquote. However, the updated guidance online remains unchanged. Montana reported 143 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from more than 2,000 tests run. More than 1,800 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide. That includes 119 patients who are hospitalized. Montanans who lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic and are receiving unemployment benefits will see an added $400 on their weekly payments starting this week. Shaylee Rager reports.
Governor Steve Bullock said during a Thursday press conference that the Department of Labor and Industry began issuing the payment boost to claimants on Wednesday. He said Montana was one of the first states to apply for the federal grant that makes the boost in payments possible.
But let me also be clear that this is only temporary.
Bullock said the money coming from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is limited and is expected to run out in a matter of weeks, depending on how many states apply for the federal grants. President Donald Trump ordered the boost in payments. People had been receiving an added $600 per week in unemployment payments under the CARES Act, but that expired at the end of July. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana high schools will play football in the fall, despite state health officials' concerns. Health officials say the state's seven biggest counties had previously asked Montana High School Association officials to consider moving football to the spring. The MHSA decided not to hold a vote for it at the board meeting earlier this month. Missoula Health Officer Ellen Leahy said the MHSA did not consult with public health officials prior to their announcement to play this fall. MHSA Executive Director Mark Beckman said the board deliberated at length whether to postpone the football season. I'm Corin Cades-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.